And in Arabic, what's love? How do you say love in Arabic?
Hope.
That's the hope. It was just a wonderful moment when I realized it works in both languages. You missed it.
He has all rights to miss it. Listen, the guy is born in a culture and language and lived it. Suddenly now an ajami means a stupid dummy will come out and speaks about that language in a different style and way. So I give him all the... They don't know what ajami means. The Iranians, when they want to say to someone, you're a fool, you're out of it, thing, and say you're Arab, means you don't understand anything. That's the expression. They don't give an expression. They name us stupid, dummy, thing like that, ajami.
Those are capable of understanding beautiful Arabic.
Yes. Something like that. Now suddenly an ajami is explaining Arabic.
So this is a different job. One is D at the end.
Doesn't matter.
I know, it's just...
You don't have the other one.
You're enjoying the moment. That is the point, exactly. When it comes to love, it's those moments that will give you the hint. If you try to understand it, you apply the rule of rhyme and you ruin it. That's how it works. This is what he's talking about, this is the rule. Do not apply rule to that. Because you remember once, I believe I explained it to you practically, look at the art dealers. Look at them, how they look at the painting to evaluate it. The first thing they do, they go back, they make a distance, and they close their eyes. Not to see properly, like that. All of them. Because that's a simple technique, you will learn it if you practice it. We practice it in college. Because when you close your eyes, you don't see any details. Then you will see the general form. You will realize that, okay, it's like this, it's like that, and maybe it's moving. You're looking at the painting, but it could feel moving. Especially someone like Escher. You look at his painting and he moves you through the painting actually. Forget the details. First, the general picture. Then the details will come. Sometimes we don't need the details. But the main thing he emphasizes that, okay, remember, there is no doubt that whatever you do is secondary. To what? Whatever you do is secondary to what you think. The way you see this universe, the way you understand it, that one that in Persian I have a better chance of it, because we have two words that they rhyme together and they're very nice, and both are archaic, they're not used in normal daily routine, but they are alive. It's Danish and Binesh, means knowledge. And the point of view, I think point of view is close. I don't know how else to express it. These are two things. We are trying to understand the second part. The knowledge is what intelligence has. It's good if controlled. We are trying to learn that control system. So we are out of the knowledge. He said, without any doubt, action is a branch of seed. Branch, yes, secondary fire. The main thing is how you see. What is your idea? And whether he played with the words because of whether he used what you see, he used the point of the eye, which in Persian language is margomak. means the chinti little people, something like that. Margo means the people. And that che at the end in Persian normally is the chinti little one. So when you like something, you would add that crop, and it's margo, and it's this margo. And playing with that word along, because he wanted to say, the way you see the universe, the way you understand the universe, is more important than what you do. Because your deed actually is harmonized with the happening around you. It depends on the moment. Everything comes from how do you think about this? How do you understand it? And he said, I cannot explain it yet. I dare not expound on the whole of this. This is Rumi. And then I don't dare to explain it now, because I know that logically you want to add something to it. No, keep it that way. Remember one thing. When you sleep, you're not here. We know that you're somewhere else, and you know Asgard, right? When you come back, everything comes back to you. How come? So, the thing that is living you is not a little part of you. That's you. Because we see that you come back completely. You are the same. So you bring everything back. Then, let's go for the rest of it. Today we are aware. Let the merchant finish the job. Who is volunteer? I believe you are.
Yeah, okay.
Where is your mic? Being volunteer is getting more complicated here. Yeah, because in that station.
Oh my God, I didn't know about this one.
Yeah. Well, listen.
They couldn't listen. I thought you meant my little setup.
They couldn't listen, so he decided to give you a better chance.
Because the other side, they can't hear us.
Oh, okay. Hello, other side. Is that like the other world?
Yeah.
The next world. How the merchant related to the parrot what he had witnessed on the part of the parrots of India. The merchant finished his training and returned home glad at heart. He brought a present for every male slave. He gave a token to every slave girl.
That's not token. It's Nishan. And Nishan means symbol, sign. It's amazing that the merchant comes back and he will bring the gift for Boram, which is the masculine one. We'll learn about this Boram and Kaniz in book 2 later. Kaniz, or the female handmaiden, is the intelligence. But the Ghulam is the thing that you have in your, let's say, in a deeper explanation, when we go to essence and form, we'll talk about this. Ghulam are a lot of abilities that you have, the gifts that you had when you came here. Maybe these ghulams could represent all the, I don't say stirred up.
Preparation or?
Potentials?
Potentials, yes. Yeah. So, these are the potentials that you have, and the handmaiden is handmade for you, the female one. Whenever we talk about the female, is intelligence. The male will refer to the rest of it, that all together should balance the intelligence. So here he will bring the gift, Arman, for the Ghulam, and for the Kaniz, every Kaniz will receive Nishan, a sign, a symbol.
Isn't this like Nishan in Arabic? And well, it's probably a Persian word, it's not an Arabic, but we know it's like a badge of honor or like a decoration, a medal.
Yes. As well, its Nishan is like that, and Nishan is deeper than that, because if I'm showing something to you in Persian, I'm doing nishak.